Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Eric Name of The Athletic joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Coach Name, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm puzzled. I'm puzzled. I want to start with this second round pick junk. What the hell is this? So the Bucks, Woj sends out a tweet that the Bucks are going to get Bogdanović, and then the Bucks lose a second round pick, even though everybody tampers all the time. The one team they ever punish is the Bucks, a team that got punished $50,000 because John Horst said he wanted to re-sign his own guy. I don't like this, Eric. Make sense of it for me.
Well, I mean, if I make sense of it, it's just going to make you even more mad. So do you want me to make sense of it or not?
Yeah, I'm doing this fun thing where I'm trying to see how mad I can get before my heart actually explodes. So this will be a good test.
So, essentially, what happened is, you know, a deal was reported to have taken place. Again, that was not a report from The Athletic, which all of you can subscribe to at a very great rate if you want. I can tell you all about it, but it was not from The Athletic.
I saw 6 months free email.
Yeah, you know, you can do some cool stuff like that. You know, buy one, get one.
Wow.
Essentially, you give a gift for Christmas. There's lots of great deals, but that's beside the point. The Athletic did not report that, but someone else did. So someone else reports this. And then you have a deal for a guy in restricted free agency. And this is just, it's all too public. And I understand that the clutch sports tampering and recruiting of Anthony Davis was incredibly public as well. And Anthony Davis did a lot of stuff out there, and I understand why Bucks fans would be incredibly mad with that. But there's no rule against players tampering. Players can tamper. It is when teams do it. And this was just a situation where it was far too public. Like, you can't have a story get reported, or you can't have a trade for a sign and trade for a restricted free agent get reported 4 days before it happens. Like, it just can't happen. It happened, and, you know, why it happened, who is to blame, you know, are all questions that I don't think we're ever going to get answers for. But it's just something that can't happen, and the Bucks end up losing a second round pick because of it.
I'm not going to – I mean, you didn't make the rule, so I don't want to put you on trial for it. The Bucks never reported it. It got reported by someone else, not with The Athletic. And then the NBA statement says the penalty took into the account the absence of evidence. I mean, it just seems like – it just seems everybody versus Milwaukee. You know, it's hard even – I try to be rational about it, but it seems like – they are not doing Milwaukee any favors when it's It seems like everybody is mad that Giannis signed here, so we're getting punished.
You know, I think the best way to, you know, just kind of harness that energy is to really, you know, be angry at everyone else and just say it is Milwaukee versus the world and just go about it that way. I think that's the easiest way to handle it.
Yeah, okay, good. I'm glad you're talking me through this. This is helpful for me.
I got you.
My heart's back at a resting normal beat, so that's good. Eric Name of The Athletic joining us throughout the season, which again is underway here. We have the Bucks and the Celtics. Now, the three preseason games, I pride myself on watching every game. They're all on my DVR. I saw some of them. But I didn't, like, break down the, you know, rotations, and I see some people worried that Drew Holiday doesn't fit in yet after three games. I didn't see enough to have that concern. What do we take away from what we saw? Two games against Dallas, one against New Orleans. Obviously, the Bucks lost them all. What do we take away? What, if anything, is there to worry about?
I think Dallas is an interesting team to play twice because, for those uninitiated, they had one of the most efficient offenses in the history of basketball last season. And believe it or not, a defense that is susceptible to spread pick and roll and giving up three-pointers, you know, didn't look great against one of the most efficient offenses of all time. So there was a lot of panic and freak out from Bucks fans that, you know, nothing has changed. And honestly, like, I think defensively, you're not going to see a full-on overhaul of the system. It's not going to be we're throwing everything out that we did last year and doing something new, because when you look at Brook Lopez, he has to play drop coverage. He has to be by the rim. You do not want him switching on the people for 30 minutes a night. You do not want him high-hedging. You don't want him blitzing pick and rolls. You want him by the rim. So when Brook is in there, that is going to have to be what it is. And, you know, I think this team has seven new guys on the roster, or maybe they kept seven. I'm trying to – one of those either way, but whatever. They have 14 on the roster, so half of the guys are gone. So, essentially, you're looking at a new team trying to figure everything out. And I just think, you know, people were freaking out, which is fine. But Dallas was the team that was going to take advantage of the things that the Bucks might do poorly. So, I think, you know, what you're seeing is – guys learning how to play with one another, and ultimately a lot of the guys that they added this offseason, you know, outside of Torrey Craig, were pretty much offense-first guys. DJ Augustine is an offense-first guy. Bobby Portis, Bryn Forbes, Sam Merrill, Jordan Nwora, like all those dudes are going to be better on offense than they are on defense, and the defense is going to look a little bit bad. So I don't know that there's huge takeaways to be had yet from kind of what the Bucks are doing, but I think it is important to remember half the roster is gone. So this is in the Mike Budenholzer era. That, you know, this is a pretty big change. Last year we talked a lot about Malcolm Brogdon being out and then putting Wesley Matthews in. Rest of the roster pretty much stayed the same. 77% of the returning minutes returned last year. This year, 50%. So a lot of changes, and, you know, it's going to be a little bit ugly here for a little while, but I think one thing we've seen is Giannis doesn't really accept that as an excuse, and Mike Budenholzer doesn't accept that as an excuse. So they're going to work hard to try to fix it as quick as they can.
You know, people lament about Bogdanović because a starting five with him, you know, looks very, very good. This starting five, it's very, very good still. It's got Giannis, Middleton, two all-stars there, Brook Lopez, Drew Holiday, I think people are going to fall in love with. It kind of, to me, it's like, what kind of leap can Dante make? I don't want to say the Bucks' season rests on his performance, but he's in a big spot, Eric. He's got a big opportunity.
There's no denying that. I mean, it is really going to be interesting to see kind of what he can do. Because when you look at Dante, I thought, oh, man, I think it was last, like, January. It's tough to think of 2020 as just one year. So, like, the first year of 2020, you know, Dante looked really good. You know, he was going toe-to-toe in some of those really tough games that they had. You know, he's shooting pull-up threes in LeBron's face. He's crossing over in front of Kawhi Leonard. Like, he just like was not scared. And there's this December, January kind of stretch where he looks just, I mean, really, really good. And you're thinking, man, like the Bucks have really found somebody here. And, you know, like you listen to our John Hollinger, you know, Sam Vecenie, other guys at The Athletic, like this, that was him becoming like a real prospect, like a real like high-end prospect. And then pandemic happens, he goes to the bubble, and he just never really looks comfortable. And I think that's going to kind of be one of the big questions this year is, you know, all of this was disjointed. You know, this is his second NBA season, things are going well, and then literally the world stops. And he didn't react to it all that well. He didn't end up playing all that well after it. So, you know, I mean, the world is still kind of stopped, but we're playing basketball anyways. And, you know, can he regain that January, February, Dante, as opposed to the one that showed up at the bubble, that struggled a little bit, that wasn't really looking like himself? Like, if he can shoot 35% from the three-point line and do all the other stuff that he does, like, there was plays in the preseason where he makes a play defensively, and then on the next play down, Drew Holiday makes a play, and then you start to think, oh, yeah, Drew Holiday is actually a better defender than Eric Bledsoe is. And Dante DiVincenzo is a great defender as well. Like, there could be nights where guards are just, you know, really going to struggle against the Bucks because those two guys are so good defensively. So if Dante can figure out a way to be impactful offensively, that starting five, I mean, is really, really tough.
Talking with Eric Name of The Athletic, Eric underscore Name, NEHM. A lot of great content at The Athletic. Do rush to get a subscription. What a great Christmas present as well. So check that out. Who's somebody that you think will be surprised with their minutes? Like somebody maybe who we think is going to play a lot and then doesn't? Pat Connaughton? Or somebody who we don't think is going to play a lot, but then maybe there's a role that he carves out on this team?
That's interesting. I think there's a lot of excitement about Torrey Craig because of what he can do defensively. And I think it's something that, to me, makes a lot of sense. It unlocks a lot of, you know, Giannis at the five and some, like, interesting, quirky defensive lineups with bench guys. You know, I think there's a real possibility that no matter what happens with his role, it's going to surprise people. Because people are so excited that if he plays a lot, you know, people are going to be, whoa, I can't believe he's actually playing that much. And if he doesn't play very much, people are going to be like, why is this dude not playing? So I think he is going to end up being a lightning rod. And I'm at this point, he's had some injuries here at the start of camp. So I'm not sure which way he goes. Bud's used him a little bit less than I thought he would. But I think very quickly, like, Torrey Craig might end up, you know, if there's injuries to the starting lineup, like, Torrey Craig might start some games. Like, he's that good and that impactful of a defender. So I think Bud ends up really falling in love with Torrey Craig, and he ends up surprising some people. And then, you know, I think for a surprise, I'm really curious to see how Brent Forbes fits in and, you know, what he's able to do here in Milwaukee, because he really shoots the ball well, but I think his jump shot is a little bit slower than you'd want it to be for a guy that is just, you know, kind of 6'3". I just don't know that he gets it off quick enough to really be a shooter guy that you're just going to trust and run sets for and kind of do all those things in the way that we saw the Bucks use Kyle Korver in the past. So I'm curious to see if he's able to carve out a role, because there's part of me that wonders if, you know, if he can't get the shot off quick enough and if teams can kind of key in on him when he's in the game, he might not be good enough defensively for Bud to really stick with and to really kind of handle some of the shortcomings that he might have as an offensive player when he isn't shooting, and then as a defensive player as well.
Talking with Eric Name of The Athletic, the rookies, Jordan Wara, Sam Merrill, do they have a shot at seeing, you know, regular important court time or not for a while?
I think it'll be a little while on that, but, man, it's easy to see how Sam Merrill could get playing time, right? Like, you just watch his shot. He gets it off really quick, really compact, really simple, and just gorgeous. Like, it is just a gorgeous shot, undeniably very pretty. It's just a matter of him being able to handle everything else. And, you know, talking to people around the team, there's a lot of, I don't know if hope's the right word, but, you know, like, I think there's a lot of confidence in him defensively that I didn't think would be there. And again, you know, when I bring up, hey, this dude can't really defend, the natural reaction if you work for the team is to be like, whoa, no, he can defend. Like, you're going to, you know, immediately go to the contrary. So maybe that's part of what it is. But, you know, I thought he held up pretty well in New Orleans. I thought he held up well in those Dallas games. Granted, Dallas, he was just playing garbage time against New Orleans. He got to see some look against the starters a little bit. So I think I'd be more confident in Merrill being able to see the floor than I would Wara. The game's moving really fast for Wara right now. And obviously that'll take some time to slow down as a rookie, but I think Merrill would have a better chance than Wara.
Leave us this, with this one. Bud had said it, and then you also had you had Giannis kind of reiterate this championship or bust mantra. It's not championship or bust. Is it championship or bust for anyone? I would think that Bud might fall in that category for his sake. I think obviously for Bucks Twitter, it's championship or bust. But is it championship or bust for anybody despite they say it's not?
So I've been fascinated by this phrase. What does bust mean?
Bust means you have to win the championship, otherwise you bust, Eric. You bust.
No, I understand. But, like, the way people use it, it seems like, so you win a championship, and if you don't, you bust.
You bust.
And then...
The team bust, moves to Seattle, you move.
Okay. Because that's the struggle with the phrase to me. I've heard a lot of people use it. But I just don't understand, like... The goal is a championship for the Bucks. It's been a championship for the Bucks since the first season that Bud took over and they won 60 games. Like, that's always been the goal. That is always what they're trying to do. The bust part is what confuses me because I don't know what it means. So that's where I get confused. I'm guessing bust in a head coach's, like, for a head coach, I mean he's fired?
Yeah, Bud's got to win the championship or you can get him right the hell out of here. That's what I say.
Which, again, like, I don't think is crazy. Like, I do think expectations are very high, and Bud's going to have to show that he can get it done in the playoffs. So we'll see kind of how they go and how deep they go. And if they don't go deep enough, you know, there is a real possibility that Bud is not back. But if you are someone in that situation, I don't know why you would call something championship or bust. Because you are only setting yourself up to lose your job, I think. I think that would kind of be the insinuation in championship or bust. So no one is going to ever refer to something as championship or bust. But everyone, it is very clear, all the newcomers, every single one, they know the expectation is a championship. That is all this team talks about. They don't talk about anything else. They don't care about winning regular season games. They want to win a championship. So that they might not use the phraseology of a championship or bust, but the goal is a championship, and that's what they want to get done this season. If they don't, they have fallen short, and the season is not what they wanted to do.
Eric Name, my sister from another mister. I love you. I look forward to our conversations both on the air and off.
Love you. Talk to you later. Keep that ticker going, okay?
That's good. It's very touch and go. Very touch and go. Thanks, Eric. Eric Name joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank, if you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.